This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. And it is a great day. It's a great day to appreciate how far we've come on some of our challenges since September 11th of 2001. It's 19 years ago. I hope that the 20-year anniversary, we will have even more reasons for satisfaction at the progress our country has made. I want to do something with you that we haven't done in the past. I think we did it once before over the last 19 years, which is to replay some of the real-time reaction that I had and that one of our guests and some of our callers had to September 11th as it was occurring. And I want to do this to set up a very special guest that we have coming on, Michael Anton, who was a former foreign policy advisor to President Trump. He left the Trump White House. He is now a lecturer with Hillsdale College and an independent journalist. He's also the author of a new book. He suggested that 2016 was a Flight 93 election, that basically we were on board a gigantic jet that was flying to destroy the Capitol building. And the only hope you had was to take control of the cockpit. And he was speaking to Republicans and to potential Trump supporters. And, okay, so where are we now? Is this another Flight 93 election? His book is called The Stakes, America at the Point of No Return. We'll be speaking with Michael Anton coming up. We'll also be talking about some of the most significant 9/11 movies that are actually, some of them, intensely worth seeing. And we will talk about a couple of new movies that have come out that have been drawing some critical praise. One of them, a film biography of the very popular singer Helen Reddy. Okay, we will get to that. First, we'll go back to the beginning of the show with our old open, and you should know, I heard about the terror attacks first at about a little bit before 6 in the morning when my brother called me from Israel. And my brother Jonathan has lived in Jerusalem for 35 years. He's going to be joining us next week. But he called me and said, "Are you okay?" I said, "What do you mean?" Because usually, you know, I'm calling him. I mean, Israel, especially then, where things were much less safe and calm than they are now. He said, "No, you don't know what's happened." I said, "No, I haven't turned on the news." And then he told me about the planes hitting the World Trade Center, the second plane it hit. I don't believe the Pentagon had happened yet. But one of the things, when I went on the air, there was still a great deal of fear. You may remember there were reports of an anthrax attack the days after. No one knew whether that was it, those four planes, or there might be a more concerted attack on other crucial elements of our country. Here's the way it sounded 19 years ago today.
A cultural crusade all across America. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another day in the greatest nation on God's green earth. It is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. It is not a great day. It is, however, a day that every one of us will remember as long as we live. Let me explain to you what we're going to be doing today on the Michael Medved Show and the time that we're able to spend together. Obviously, we're going to be discussing and bringing, I hope, a deeper and richer perspective to some of the tragic events, the horrifying events of earlier today. We will be taking breaks at the normal time. Those will not be commercial breaks because of the circumstances here. For those of our affiliates who choose to, we will have available SRN news bulletins, updates from Salem Radio Network News. There are also many local stations that will be interrupting at that time when we take our breaks for local news updates about closures and traffic conditions and the situation in your local communities. We will also be taking your calls. Is it your assumption that with these four commercial airliners, two of them United Airlines, two of them American Airlines, two of our finest airlines,
who I'm interviewing,
they're good pilots on those planes.
Absolutely.
Is it your assumption that these pilots were overpowered? How does something like this happen?
You know, listening to, watching the news and hearing everything taking place, of course, it's, speculation on my part, but it would be very easy for a group of people to overpower a flight crew, get access to the cockpit, overpower the flight crew with even minimal weapons, something as innocuous as maybe as a small baseball bat or anything like that.
That they might have on their hand luggage?
Yeah, correct. Correct. I mean, they wouldn't. People are saying, they would get by guns. It's very difficult to get on an airplane with a gun. It happens occasionally, but obviously this was a timed attack that they wanted these four airplanes or more, whatever they were attempting to do, to be hijacked, specific flights that they picked, and so they were intending to take these flights, and so to assume that they got a gun on board, in my opinion, would be unlikely. It was probably just something as simple as just a number of people overpowering the flight crew.
It is a day that will live in infamy. This day that the United States of America fell victim to a concerted attack by barbaric terrorists. That's the term that that Mayor Giuliani of New York used. The story coming out that the United 757, the Boeing 757 that crashed in Pennsylvania. Reports are that it was on its way or it was headed toward Camp David. A passenger on board that plane reached an emergency dispatcher in a cell phone call. It's a tremendous presence of mind. He said, "We are being hijacked, we are being hijacked." So this, I guess, the first confirmation, if it was necessary, that there was a hijack in progress. By the way, I just want to bring people up to date. Another building has just collapsed, the 47-story Building 7 World Trade Center. At the part of the World Trade Center complex collapsed, just flattened. It does appear that most of the people, they had some warning, obviously. They were working with that one. It just another 47-story building. Osama bin Laden, or whoever else may be responsible for these attacks, craves martyrdom. Time that the United States gave them their wish.
That's a sample of a great deal of broadcasting. The pilot that we were talking to was my friend Dale Leidy, who's a good friend, a veteran pilot, now retired from Alaska Airlines. And boy, was he right. I mean, I think that is one of the most astonishing things that you get from actually looking at this history, is that basically these were fanatics, none of them particularly brilliant or qualified or even well-trained, who were determined to do what they did and to take over the planes. And the fact that they were able to do it has changed what we do in aviation. And I think it's a great tribute to the effectiveness of our response that nothing like that, or even close to that, has happened since September 11th. And may God continue to protect our planes, our pilots, and more. What do you do to protect America during a perilous election? Coming up. I love good movies, like a romantic comedy called About Time from 7 years ago. It's a great movie about romance and about family, really, and father and son relations, much more. Problem with it is there's a little bit of content you may not want to share with your children. That's where ClearPlay comes in. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, particularly right now during this time of pandemic, ClearPlay can set you up to watch the movies you want to see without violence, without profanity, or without other content that you would choose to remove. You make the settings up yourself. It's truly ingenious. Go to clearplay.com to learn more, and you can enjoy About Time with Margot Robbie, Rachel McAdams, and more. Check it out at clearplay.com, because ClearPlay loves good movies. This is Michael Medved, and I know you're worried, like everybody else, about the coronavirus and its impact on our future. Now, all the false, fake information spreading around the internet really does bother me, especially about the economy and how it impacts your financial future. I've always trusted Nick Rovich, who's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, to advise me on the right moves. Nick?
With the government adding nearly $5 trillion in liquidity, the uptrend in metals is likely to accelerate. The problem is, the supply of physical gold, silver, and platinum is severely limited and likely to get a lot worse as various mints and refiners are closed. With my 40 years worth of connections, I can help your listeners acquire gold, silver, or platinum, even though many dealers are sold out.
Call Nick Grovich at 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. Or go to AmericanFederal.com. 800-221-7694 at AmericanFederal.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
On the Michael Medved Show, I mentioned before on this broadcast that one of the ways to remember September 11th, and to put the entire event in a better, richer context, there are some outstanding books, of course, that have been written about the entire incident. And at the same time, there have been some pretty good movies made about it that are easy to stream and actually worth watching. So a Hollywood fanfare, please. Certainly one of the best films and most critically acclaimed films made about September 11th is United 93. It came out in 2006. And it actually won a BAFTA award. That's a British Academy Award as Best Picture of the Year. It deserved serious consideration in the United States on that basis, too. It's by a British director, Paul Greengrass, who actually did the film in almost real time. Once the hijackers, you see the four hijackers getting on that flight, leaving Newark Airport, what today is known as Liberty Airport, and they get on board United 93, it follows what happens on board in real time. And some of that we don't know. We don't know exactly what happened, but this is based on the best educated guesses. The film is responsible. It's fascinating. It recaptures the panic of that day. You see some of the air traffic controllers and others trying to respond, while the people on board the plane, of course, are the focus, and their heroic desire to try to live, because they did not know that for sure they would fail to overpower the hijackers in the cockpit and gain control of the plane. It is a film that comes as close as I think as you can to recapturing the experience itself of what happened. Another film I've told from the point of view of first responders is World Trade Center. It stars Nicolas Cage and Michael Pena as two transit cops who go into the stricken buildings and actually get trapped there under the rubble. Ends up being an inspiring film. It really does emphasize. It was also made in 2006, and it was directed by Oliver Stone, but it has no hint of politics. And is a wonderful film worthy of 3 stars. And again, you end up feeling inspired about the everyday heroism of blue-collar Americans. Then there's a TV series on Hulu that I have found fascinating. I had not seen it before. It came out 2 years ago in 2018. It's based on a fine book by Lawrence Wright called The Looming Tower. And it's called The Looming Tower. And what it's about, the reason it's so worthwhile to actually watch the film, is it goes back to 1998 and the embassy bombing. There were 2 embassies in Tanzania and in Kenya, U.S. embassies that were bombed by Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda. And 243 people murdered horribly. Many others blinded. There were 4,000 people who were hospitalized. And the film dramatizes that, but it shows the work of the counter-terror staff that we had, such as we did at the time, at the CIA and at the FBI. And it highlights some of the problems between those two sides with the CIA coordination. It was actually run by a guy named Michael Scheuer, who has gone way off the deep end. He's a QAnon guy now. But in any event, the Michael Scheuer, they actually changed his name to help avoid a lawsuit. And they also dealt with an FBI hero whose name was John O'Neill, played by Jeff Daniels. The film sounded a bit like this.
This isn't a war about one man. His people actually believe.
Someday this administration will be remembered for the risks it didn't take.
Okay, that's Peter Sarsgaard, who plays the Martin Schmidt character based on real-life Michael Scheuer. What's fascinating here is it takes place in the Clinton administration, of course, at the early parts of the film, where they're trying to determine how to respond to al-Qaeda. And it's a debate as to whether to treat al-Qaeda as a criminal conspiracy or as a war. And the decision ended up being made by President Clinton and his top advisors, George Tenet, the CIA, to treat it as a war. And I believe the point of view of this fascinating series on Hulu, and every episode is just riveting. It's their conclusion that was the wrong decision. And I think a lot of historians would say that as well. Okay, other films. There's a film about Helen Reddy. Now, if you know Helen Reddy at all, you know her for her iconic song, I Am Woman. Hear Me Roar. And the whole idea is, I'm woman, hear me roar. And then you're supposed to talk about I Am Strong, I Am Invincible. The movie is strong, but it's not invincible. It's painfully predictable. It's about Helen Reddy coming to New York and falling in love, and then her troubled relationship with her manager husband, Jeff Wald, who is played in a very uneven performance by an actor named Evan Peters. Look, the one thing about this film, the star, who is a 24-year-old Australian named Tilda Coben-Hervey, is just excellent. She is riveting, in fact. And some of the film sounds like this.
My mother tells me I have to choose between career and marriage. I tell her we can have both.
From now on, no one will tell us what we can and can't do.
Miss Reddy, you sing very nicely. The male group's all the rage right now. You've heard of the Beatles, right?
Does it ever occur to you men to ask women what they want to listen to?
Helen, she's tapped into something. Remember that march in New York and how many women showed up to that? A bunch of record sales marching down the street.
Okay, the film is watchable because of its star, but again, it feels like, even though it's based on a true story, it feels like a recycling Star Is Born. And also, for Jeff Wald, who was her real-life husband, they make him into a very one-dimensional villain, and this is a guy who's still alive, has had a substantial career, and I wonder how he feels about his portrayal in the film. Rent-A-Pal is such a disturbing film. I'm not even going to play a clip from it. But we will cover it after we cover. It's one of the most disturbing films of the year. Skillful, but yes, horrifying. And speaking of skillful yet horrifying, that's the case of Michael Anton's latest. He's best known for that column from 2016, the Flight 93 election. He now has a book called The Stakes, America at the Point of No Return. Why can't we return to what some people would believe to be normal life? We'll hear that from former Trump aide Michael Anton coming up.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is now the second peace agreement that we've announced in the last month, and I am very hopeful that there will be more to follow. I can tell you there's tremendous enthusiasm on behalf of other countries.
the president's comments as he formally is announcing another peace deal in the Middle East between Bahrain and Israel. President Trump also awarding the Medal of Honor to Sergeant Major Thomas Paine today. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci believes it will be more than a year before it feels like things are getting back to pre-pandemic normal.
By the time you mobilize the distribution of the vaccinations and you get the majority or more of the population vaccinated and protected, that's likely not going to happen till the mid or end of 2021.
Fauci speaking on MSNBC. This is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved Show. I'm glad to welcome back Michael Anton, who is a lecturer and research fellow at Hillsdale College and a former national security advisor in the Trump administration. He's also a senior fellow at the Claremont Institute. His new book is The Stakes, America at the Point of No Return. And Michael, congratulations on the book. Let me, because we have limited time, cut right to the chase, because I read much of your book. I agree with some of it. I disagree with some of it. And one thing that comes across in the book is something you've also done a controversial column about, which is the possibility of a coup that would drive President Trump out of office, even if he wins this election. Explain to the listeners how that would work.
Well, Democrats, up to and including Joe Biden himself, have been talking openly about using the military to remove the president from office in January. Hillary Clinton said famously, direct quote, that Joe Biden should not concede under any circumstances. I don't know about you, but to me the word any means, you know, everything and none, right? Even if Trump wins, do not concede. So, and military officers have written about the, you know, urging the chairman of the Joint Chiefs to use active duty units to pull the president out of the White House. So I'm not the one talking about a coup. They're the one talking about a coup. And if any of them want to come out and disavow it and say that, and walk it back, that's not what they meant or they regret it, I'd love to hear it. But so far, I haven't heard it.
Well, I think most people, when Joe Biden was asked about it, he was asked, he said, what if you win the election and Trump just refused to leave? And he said, well, then the military will escort him out. Do you think, would you advise the president if he doesn't win the election, would you advise him to resist the will of the people?
No, of course not. I think that's a scurrilous, I'm not attributing this to you, but that's a scurrilous suggestion that other people are falsely attributing to the president that I don't think he would for a moment harbor. I think he's confident that he's going
to.
No, I agree with you.
I think the president.
I think he would go.
Okay, what happens, how do you see this? Because a lot of your book is anticipating the future and some grim occurrences in the future. One of the grim occurrences that I worry about is the idea of a contested election where the outcome is not clear, where there are contested slates of electors as there were in 1876. What steps would you advise the president to take right now to avoid that eventuality?
Well, the main step I advise the president to take is to make sure he has a means of communicating with the American people. Because I think what will happen is, or at least my fear, is that if there's any doubt as to the outcome of the election, the Democrats and the media, with 100% consistency, will say that Trump lost, period. End of story. Trump lost. We insist he lost. Any suggestion to the contrary is an attempted coup by him to stay in power after a loss, even if the outcome really is disputed and unknown. And I think once that happens, the social media companies will say, well, he lost, he's trying to stay in office and stage a coup, we're shutting down all of his accounts, and the rest of the media would refuse to cover anything he said, with the possible exception of Fox. If he doesn't have, and again, I'm not talking about a scenario where the president really did lose. I'm talking about a scenario where the outcome is ambiguous, but the Democrats and the media are insisting it was a Trump loss. I think they would try to essentially forbid him from communicating with the American people and pressure him to leave with street. They're already talking about this street protests.
Would you trust the court system to work? I mean, without question, one of Trump's greatest successes, in the view of I think all conservatives, is his judicial appointments. Would you trust a court system to resolve this amicably, the same way that the Supreme Court did in Bush v. Gore?
As a conservative, I have learned from experience never to trust judges, even if they seem like they're great on paper. We are always disappointed and let down. So my answer to your question is, I don't know. I think even if, I think the Supreme Court, the courts would try to resolve this thing amicably, but I think they would inevitably get drawn into political considerations. They would think, well, what's best for the country, even if it's not quite the exact letter of the law outcome? You know, judges too often do that. They try to think like statesmen and politicians rather than like judges, and I could certainly see the court doing something like that, and even if it goes against the will of the electorate, and even if it resolves a situation that has no clear resolution from the count yet. I mean, in Florida, there was a difference. There was an election night count. We knew what the tally was, and Bush had a very small lead. They tried a million different ways of recounting, and Al Gore was never able to get back into the lead and just wanted to keep counting until he found a way to.
Right, absolutely right.
What we're
going
to have,
and they did.
Right, until the court stopped it. What we are going to have this time, I fear, is something far more ambiguous where, I hate to use the word impossible, but it's either impossible or very difficult for either side to really, really know who won this or that state and therefore perhaps the election. And I absolutely expect that if there's any ambiguity in the result, the Democrats will say it's clear cut, Trump lost, he has to go. And they won't allow any talk of ambiguity, any counter arguments to be aired. They will just use their power in the media and
if the courts rule against the Trump electors and they rule in favor of a Biden victory, would you advise President Trump to follow the decree of the courts?
It's hard to know in advance exactly what, first of all, I don't advise them at all. Second of all, I need to know the situation. I think we're all going to need to know the situation in all of its complexity and detail before we decide. That's one of the reasons why this is such a terrible thing for the
okay, and how do you see this is what I'm concerned about, Michael. Is you were just talking about the president has to maintain a means of communicating with the American people. Sounds like he's barricaded in the White House and they've cut him off from Twitter. I mean, how far will this
go? You could make an argument that even if the election is stolen from President Trump, for the good of the country, for social peace, he should just step down and accept stolen result. Only some people believe Nixon.
But what does a stolen election mean to you? What does that mean?
I don't know. How is it that any time an election goes into overtime in this country, boxes of ballots suddenly mysteriously appear and they always favor the Democrats? It's amazing, isn't it? It happened to Norm Coleman in his race against Al Franken. It happened to Scott Walker in his race for Wisconsin.
Okay, it didn't happen to George W. Bush. It didn't happen to George W. Bush.
Let me turn it around on you. Are you saying that if there's evidence of fraud or some kind of misconduct, and Trump and his supporters really believe that this wasn't handled fairly, that what I'm saying
to you, Michael, is that I believe in rule of law, and I actually have confidence in our court system. I have confidence in the political system, and if the election is rightly contested and it's very close, the only way to resolve this is through the court system, and that requires that both candidates actually agree that a final decision, presumably by the Supreme Court of the United States, will be the final decision. Hold on for a moment. I just want to ask you about, you talk about the Republican Party or a successor to the Republican Party. Do you think if Trump is reelected that there would be a new and different party that would need to take shape?
I hope so. I think the Republican Party either needs to move in an economic, nationalist, populist, Trumpist, however you want to put it, direction to be in tune with its voters and what the country needs. And if it can't do that, if it wants to revert to the Chamber of Commerce, deregulation, tax cut Republicanism that no longer holds purchase with the Republican base, then I think the party will wither and probably be replaced by a new party that serves the actual needs and wants of the current Republican base.
During Trump's second term?
Who knows? I mean, the sooner the better. If the Republican Party can't reform itself, in my view, I'd rather see the Republican Party reform itself. I think it's a grand old noble institution. It's served its purpose in many decades and through many crises, and I'd like to see it go in the direction it needs to be. But I think if there's a faction within the Republican Party that just wants to go back in time and pretend that it's still the 80s and the Reagan agenda will work forever.
Okay, The Stakes argues passionately against that. The book, The Stakes, America at the Point of No Return, the author, Michael Anton. We'll be right back.
The coronavirus pandemic has thrown our nation into somewhat of a chaotic situation, and we now find ourselves in completely uncharted territory. As usual, the media presents a confusing, often exaggerated portrayal of events. So where can you go for reliable information? The American Council on Science and Health, ACSH. ACSH is a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. Their expert scientists and medical doctors have been communicating science to the public since 1978. At ACH.org, you'll get answers to all your coronavirus questions. How does it spread? Should I wear a mask? Will there be a treatment? How can I keep my family safe? ACSH also debunks common myths, such as vitamin C being a cure. ACSH provides indispensable analysis in this era of disinformation. You can sign up for a free daily newsletter and contribute to this vital organization. Go to ACSH.org today.
Have you had the chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College, faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com? They're a top think tank in the nation for the application of faith and freedom. That's why I visit Grove City College every year to be part of their annual conference, speaking on more than a dozen different topics to a total of thousands of participants. I'm proud to broadcast this show from their campus every year when I'm there, because it's such a wonderful event. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the pandemic, but I encourage you to visit their website. All of their past conferences are available. You can catch my talks along with many other great presentations. Dr. Paul Kanger, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ross Douthat, Ralph Peters, Robbie George, and many, many more. Go to faithandfreedom.com to see wonderful presentations from the sharpest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com, or click at the banner at michaelmedved.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
This Friday, September 11th of 2020, it's unbelievable, 19 years after a very dark day in American history. I hope everybody can take a moment to look back on some of the fear, some of the panic, some of the uncertainty that we suffered during those weeks and months. And yes, some of the early years, and recognize the progress we have made on this key issue of terrorism. Jeremy reminds me, we read in its entirety on the air a column and an outstanding column by Leonard Pitts, who's a syndicated columnist. And Leonard Pitts is on the center left. He's very much a Democrat. And he's African-American, he's black. And he began his column addressing it to the terrorists. And this is before we even knew that much about the actual 19 terrorists, most of whom were not poor. They came from very privileged backgrounds within the Saudi society, mostly. Mohammed Atta, the leader of the group, was Egyptian. In any event, Leonard Pitts asked, what lesson did you hope to teach us by your coward's attack on our World Trade Center, our Pentagon, on us? What was it you hoped we would learn? Whatever it was, please know that you failed. And he ends the column this way. He says, so I ask again, what was it you hoped to teach us? It occurs to me that maybe you just wanted us to know the depths of your hatred. If that's the case, consider the message received and take this message in exchange. You don't know my people. You don't know what we're capable of. You don't know what you just started, but you're about to learn. His entire column, which is prophetic, it's patriotic. It's beautiful, frankly. It's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. If you take a look at the grand sweep of history in the last 19 years and to the level of international concern about the threat of Islamic extremism, I'm not saying the threat has disappeared. But I am saying at a moment when the Middle East is taken one major step to peace. A former U.S. Special Representative for Iran named Brian Hook has said that today's decision that President Trump announced by Bahrain to establish full diplomatic relations with Israel, together with the United Arab Emirates, together with Jordan and Egypt, he said that these two peace deals signify the beginning of the end of the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. That's a very good piece of news. But also, if you look at the way that you think about things, the level of concern that people had from going on airplanes. Now we have a level of concern going on airplanes. We're going to be attacked by a virus. But the country, in terms of safety from the kind of terror that we experienced 19 years ago, things are better. And we succeeded in reducing Al-Qaeda as a world-threatening force. We succeeded in reducing ISIS as a desire to be a successor world-threatening force. What we haven't succeeded in doing is guaranteeing that every single movie that comes out is going to be worth seeing. We were talking when we ran out of time about the Helen Reddy movie, which is called I Am Woman. And it's, again, you will see cliches that you have seen in every rock and roll saga before, but you'll also see a luminous performance by a terrific young star. She's from Adelaide, Australia. And 2.5 stars. It is not officially rated, but it would definitely be rated R because her husband, who was in real life from the Bronx, it was not a long-lasting marriage, uses the F word with great profligate energy. Okay, Rent-A-Pal is a horror movie, and you have to understand it's a horror movie. And for some reason, it's set in 1990. I think that's because the technology of video dating was so primitive then. And it focuses on one guy who is deeply, deeply pathetic and very depressed. He lives in his mom's basement. He's 40 years old. His name is David. He's played by a very effective actor I haven't seen before named Brian Landis Fulkins. And he will do anything. He's working with a video service called Video Rendezvous to try to meet a girl. The film sounds like this.
David, I'm 40 years young. I live with my mother. I'm looking for a deep connection. Someone I can give myself to.
Hi, I'm Andy. Thanks for being here today. To friendship. We're going to get to know each other. Talk about whatever you want. But more than anything, we're going to have some fun.
Okay, the basic plot of the movie, his mother is suffering from dementia. The scenes in which he has to feed her and clean her and help rescue her from running away down the street. For anybody who's ever lived with Alzheimer's, my grandmother, may she rest in peace, suffered terribly during the last years of her life. It's just horrifying and depressing, and it's well enough done to be truly disgusting. And the idea is that's Will Wheaton you heard there saying, hi, I'm Andy. And he goes to, picks up a tape called Rent-A-Pal, which is supposed to be a video friend. Now, this is something that was real in the early 90s. They had video friends that you could get. But this video friend seems to have something supernatural. The film is riveting. It's extremely well made. And all the performances are compelling. But it's ultimately disgusting. I mean, it's just, and this was also not officially rated, but it would be at least an R because the violence, the sexuality, the self-driven sexuality Everything about the film is not for family viewing. We have a sponsor, Clear Play. This is a film, if Clear Play, there'd be about 10 minutes left of this movie, okay? It's very, very tough and very, very dark. Now, it's a first film written and directed and produced and edited by a guy named John Anderson. And if his aim was to make people absolutely sick, then he would have succeeded. Two stars for Rent a Pal. This film is not a PAL for you and should not be rented for video on demand or in any format, unless you really want to creep yourself out, because it's very effectively creepy. Okay, on Monday, in one of America's most embattled cities, the police have just ripped into the mayor. Why? Because the mayor single-handedly and on his own initiative has told them they can no longer use tear gas to stop life-threatening riots. So what happens? Do the riots just continue? Or are the police now supposed to risk life and limb and injury to follow the mayor's orders? Where are we talking about? We'll tell you on Monday. We'll also take a look at a new and intense conversation about upward mobility in this country. There's a statistic that the CEO of Netflix is talking about. He actually just declared, as a consequence of slavery, black families in America have one-tenth the wealth of white families. Now, when he says, as a consequence of slavery, if you go back 100 years ago, the difference wouldn't be that great. Why is that if slavery is to blame? There's all kinds of discussion about upward mobility and economic mobility and what you do about it, how you help people with wealth creation. We will be discussing that with some conservative strategies for that kind of assistance and improvement of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Can't get a Wi-Fi signal where you want it? There's a new solution out there from Sea Crane. It extends your Wi-Fi range up to half a mile away. Wi-Fi is super important, but the Wi-Fi signal doesn't travel very far. Sea Crane has a new solution called the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System. It provides a new reliable Wi-Fi to half a mile away, and it works with all Wi-Fi devices and saves you the cost of a new internet service. The CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System provides basic internet service for surfing the web, making Skype calls, watching standard quality video on TV, and most important, streaming audio from CRN Talk Radio. You must have a line of sight view between the CC Vector and your host router. Best of all, you have Sea Crane's friendly crew to help you set it up. Check it out, the CC Vector Extended Long Range Wi-Fi System at seacrane.com/booster. That's seacrane.com/booster, or call 800-522-8863. That's 800-522-8863.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.